I was thinking, this morning I was, brought me to remember a house that I lived in years ago, and right after we moved in, around the end of spring, noticed by the back telephone pole in the back corner, some plants starting to grow up and realizing that they were young tomatoes. Now, those of you who do gardening, you know, are, I know, familiar with the term volunteers. These are plants who just sort of show up. And I don't know if there was a compost pile or what, but these were the, you know, I have to say, these were, you know, these tomato vines really were some of the most fruitful I've ever seen. They popped up. They were those nice little pear-shaped yellow ones. They were about as sweet as you could imagine. Had way too many and give them away. And this happened for a couple of years. And sort of got to the point of kind of expecting them. And then about the third year, the vine started, you know, thinning out. And then by about fourth or fifth year, no tomatoes. But then I'm also reminded of a friend of mine who is for, I've known the man for about 20, 25 years. And he plots out the most extravagant garden. And he has his backyard all figured out. Every year he buys books and magazines and he makes all these plans and has all this graph paper. And after 25 years, I have yet to see him plant one thing. And then there was here not too long ago a project that one group wanted to do at a church that I led where they showed up. They cleared off ground, they put up raised beds, they put in dirt, they planted all sorts of plants. Then school ended and you never saw them again and everything died. But then, we all have our gardening stories. I mean, how many of us have bought a package of seeds that we just had to grow and then for some reason, we looked on our kitchen table, you know, late spring and realized that package of seeds is still there and we put them away for the next year and put them away till the next. And then finally, you know, they may still be around, but they never get opened, let alone used. Now in our gospel today, we have Jesus talking about the sower, you know, the most, you know, one of the more, you know, most more remembered parables. And when it comes from an agricultural business sense, Jesus is a horrible farmer because he wastes a lot of product. You know, we hear about Jesus taking seed and scattering it all over the place to see what might come of it. Instead of focusing on one the plot of ground. We hear him talk about the seeds going this way, that way, in areas that no seed ever has any business. And of course, what he's talking about is spreading the good news. This idea that we cast wide. That many of the people that we may share the good news with are people that we may not think are the right people to receive it, or it may be an audience we don't think receptive. But with Jesus, it's just throw the seed out there and see where it lands and see how it grows and how it produces. Now, as I said earlier about talking about the volunteer tomatoes, and I think sometimes we at the church are a little bit like this, is that instead of spreading the seeds and planting them, we see what shows up. We get excited once in a while when that one person shows up and they seem to be all enthusiastic until basically we burn them out. Or else we've spent every bishop's committee, vestry, board, whatever I've been on, we spend all this time and effort on church development. Like my friend who plans the great gardens that never happen. We put all this time and effort in books and stuff. But when it actually comes to actually planting a few seeds, then for some reason or another, maybe it's because we suddenly are afraid we can never quite live up to the plans that we've created. Maybe it's just sometimes we just like to make plans. But we don't go out, you know, we look at all these demographics. We look at all these peoples and groups and we look at, you know, the whole map. But then we never go there. Or else we get started, like that one group, and we plant all these seeds, but then we never follow through with it. Or else we hold on to that package of seeds that we never plant because we always have some reason, some excuse, some concern. Maybe it's like, oh, I don't have time. Maybe I don't have the right place to put it. But we have Jesus who just goes out there and throws seeds all over the place. He spreads the good word to all people, and he encourages us to do the same. To testify to people that may never show up, but you never know. Ours isn't always to be concerned about the harvest, as sometimes it is to be the ones who do the planting. To take a chance on the possibility that this person may be the one who takes root. Now, I was thinking about this the other day. I've been an Episcopalian for about 24 years. And I've spent a lot of time, you know, in my, you know, reading a lot of books as a lay person in seminary and as an ordained person. I know many of you have read a lot of books too and do a lot of newspaper articles. And all that's very good. I mean, I'm always a big fan of information and education. But what's important is for us to get out there and to share our own experience. To tell other people about our relationship with the risen Lord. To invite other people to come join us at the table. Realizing that often those seeds that we throw out may never take root. But at the same time, doing it in the hope that the least expected seed will germinate, will grow in faith, will one day itself spread the good news to others. When Jesus sent out first the 12, the 70, then eventually after Pentecost, when all were sent out into the world, he didn't tell them to do large studies and look for certain demographics. He just told them to go proclaim the good news to the whole world. Everyone. I know a lot of the focus right now is what do we do about those millennials? You know, those are the ones who are generally born after 1980. You know, it's funny, when I was ordained 13 years ago, we were talking about what are we going to do with those Gen X people? We're losing them. And when I first joined the church and became a part of a vestry, like I said, about 24 years ago, it was, what are we going to do with all these baby boomers we're losing? You know, every generation, you're always going to be, you know, there's some other generation just ain't up to par. But Jesus isn't asking us to do generational work. He's just asking us, calling us, actually commanding us to go out and proclaim the good news to all people. So my brothers and sisters, you all have a story. You all have your own personal experience with the risen Lord. Some of you may be quite adept and studied in Holy Scripture. Some of you may not be as much. But that's not important. What's important is your willingness to go out, to do the work. To let all people know that Jesus is calling them. That love has came into the world. Through Christ. And through Christ, God is calling us all.